Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy are exploring the system of unused water mains under Jupiter City, searching for a hidden laboratory operated by the Cobra Gang. After trudging nearly a mile, Happy moans.
Oh, my aching back. I wish this pipe was 6 inches bigger.
On the chart, the lab should be just a few hundred yards ahead.
Commander, there's air blowing through the main.
Yes, it's getting stronger every second.
Like being in a wind tunnel. What's causing it?
The air is being forced through the main by the water behind it.
Water? What water?
From the reserve tank. Gargoth knows we're down here and he's trying to drown us.
And now for the complete story of today's thrilling adventure of Space Patrol. From Mercury to Pluto, everyone knows that the headquarters of the forces of law, order, and interplanetary justice are on Terra in the central office of Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. But where, within the vast reaches of the solar system, are the headquarters of evil? Where is the directing force behind the crime syndicate styled by its leader as the Cobra Gang? That's the question uppermost in the mind of Buzz Corey as he and Happy scan the huge space chart in Space Patrol headquarters.
Gee, when we caught Vogan on Venus, I thought sure we'd learn Gargoth's whole Cobra Gang setup.
Vogan knew only one phase of Gargoth's operations. Gargoth may have 3, 5, or 12 men like Vogan scattered all over the solar system.
None of them knows who the others are.
And the Cobra Gang's a complex organization, Hap. Then so is the Space Patrol. We'll get them.
I'd sure like to know where he's going to strike next.
Gargoth has a big operation underway right now. And look at the chart. Right there.
Jupiter? But nothing big has been pulled off there in weeks, except... Oh, you mean the riot at the diamond mine?
That's it.
Yeah, but I thought two guys just got into a fight over a game, and it ended in a free-for-all, and somebody stole a couple diamonds during the excitement.
That's the way it looked at first, but the riot was carefully staged. Then was stirred up by professional troublemakers. More than a couple of diamonds were stolen.
Well, Commander, what makes you think Gargoth is behind it?
You know the security system at the Jupiter mines, Hap? It's so thorough that no thieves have had the nerve to try to crack it in 10 years. Only a large, well-coordinated gang with a shrewd, bold leader would dare attempt it.
Yeah, and that adds up to the Cobra Gang.
Right.
Well, if they got away with uncut stones, we could never trace them.
Maybe we can. An expert can tell a Jupiter diamond from any other. They're the hardest natural substance in the solar system. Our agents are watching the diamond centers, Hap. When the Cobra Gang moves, we'll be ready.
On Jupiter, Tremaine Towers, overlooking Jupiter City Park, is a most respectable address. The apartments are chiefly occupied by skilled craftsmen and their families, people who live comfortably and leisurely. Until a few weeks ago, that was true of Esma Rochelle, the girl in 809. Her apartment, once kept scrupulously neat, now shows signs of untidiness and neglect. At this moment, Esma is hurriedly packing a small traveling case and scurrying about with almost frantic indecision.
Oh, no. I'm very busy right now. I haven't... Oh, Nick.
What's the matter, Esme? You don't look glad to see me.
I was just...
We can talk better inside.
Oh, sure, Nick. Sure.
Say, what's going on here? Why the luggage?
I'm quitting, Nick. I'm leaving Jupiter.
You're leaving Jupiter, all right, but you're not quitting. Cobra's sending you to Terra for a few days.
I can't be on through. I can't stand it anymore. Nick, if I spend another minute in that underground lab, I'll lose my mind.
Forget the lab for a while. Your old pal, Nick Rohr, has arranged a nice vacation for you. You're going to Terra to sell down.
I don't want any part of it, Nick.
Now, look, Esma, you can't run out on the Cobra. He needs you.
I helped you set up that lab and showed you how to make synthetic gems. Isn't that enough?
You got the wrong attitude, Esma. Cobra and I are trying to reward you. Thanks to you, we can turn out synthetic gems just as good as the real thing. A factory turning out Jupiter diamonds.
But they're not as good as the real thing. They're unstable. Eventually, they'll break down.
So what? After we get our money, the diamonds can melt like ice for all we can.
But if I sell defective gems, I can never work in the legitimate industry again.
That, Esma, is the general idea.
Nick Rourke, you're forcing me to be a criminal.
Ah, come off it, Esma. You don't think you were being honest when you sold us the secret you stole from your firm, or when you helped us set up that ultra-high-pressure equipment underneath the city?
Well, that was different.
Uh-huh. It was a nice, safe way to make some easy money. You know too much now, Esma. Giving you a chance to sell the diamonds you made is a cobra's way of making sure you won't talk. There are other ways, you know.
All right, Lord. What do I do?
You take some samples to Barrett.
Barrett? Well, he's the best gem expert in the solar system. He could spot a synthetic from a natural diamond in a minute.
You don't know the full facts, Esma. You will show Barrett real Jupiter diamonds. Let him test them. Then pull a switch on him.
And where do we get real Jupiter diamonds?
Well, there was a riot in the mines recently. Somehow, in the confusion, some uncut stones disappeared. They have now been cut, ready for the market.
Then the idea is to show the real samples and substitute the synthetics.
Right. We use the real gems over and over as come-ons for the next sucker. Okay, now, get ready for your trip. And incidentally, Esma, don't worry about anything. All the time you're on Terra, I'll be around to protect you.
On Terra, 2 days later, Commander Corey enters his office, where Happy is checking through the criminal identification files.
Commander, I found two more of Gargoth's agents. They checked perfectly with Vogan's brainograph report.
Oh, good work, Cap. I'll have them picked up. I may have a lead on another branch of the Cobra gang. Want to buy a diamond, Happy?
Me?
You can get a nice 4-carat genuine Jupiter diamond for 3,000 credits.
Hey, quite a bargain.
That's what Victor Barrett said.
Barrett?
He's a purchasing agent for the Interplanet Gem Company. This morning he was offered a chance to buy 14 Jupiter diamonds.
By one of Gargoth's men?
In this case, it was a woman. Of course, we don't know whether Gargoth is behind it or not. The girl claimed to represent a Jupiter exporting firm.
Legitimate outfit?
That seems to be. Of course, it might be a front. Barrett became suspicious when the girl acted anxious to close the deal in a hurry.
Well, are the diamonds real?
Barrett says yes. He should know.
Do you think that the diamonds stolen from the mine?
That would be very difficult to prove. But I'm having the girl watched. Her name is Esma Rochelle. She's staying at the Cosmos.
No wonder she's anxious to leave. That place is expensive.
Barrett has agreed to cooperate. He's going to buy half of the diamonds. That would indicate to Esma that she isn't suspected.
Yeah, and then our men can trail her and see what she does with the other gems.
Right. If Esma isn't on the level, you can bet there'll be other crooks around to watch her. I'm going to find out who they are.
Well, Esma, did you close the deal?
What are you doing with the Cosmos? I thought we were going to meet the spaceport.
Just a precaution. You haven't answered my question. Did you close the deal with Barrett?
Yes, partly.
What do you mean, partly?
He bought half of them.
Half of them? You should have unloaded all 14 at the price we offered. 200,000 credits is a giveaway for genuine Jupiter diamonds.
I know. But Barrett said 100,000 was all the cash his firm could raise on such short notice.
Did you get the 100,000?
Yes, it's right here.
Give it to me. We'll split later. So we'll pay you off in money that can't be traced.
When and where?
Just get back to Jupiter. Don't worry, you'll get your share. When you're working for the Cobra, you do things his way.
All right. I'll see you on Jupiter.
Not so fast, Esma. Come across.
Why, what do you mean, Nick?
The 14 diamonds, Esma, remember, are samples.
Oh, sure. Here they are in this case.
I'll just check. All here. And ready for use on our next customer. Okay, Esma. See you at the spaceport.
1900 hours, right?
That's right. And remember, don't be late.
Well, don't worry, Nicky. I won't be late. You'll have a nice long wait, Nick Rourke, with your 14 synthetic diamonds.
It is customary for guests leaving the Cosmos Hotel to depart through the brightly lighted exit opening on the Terra Boulevard. But tonight, inconspicuously mingling with the crowds in the streets, are several secret agents of the Space Patrol. The rear of the Cosmos, however, is nearly deserted. Standing in the shadows, watching the service door, is Nick Rourke. The door opens, and the girl emerges carrying a small bag. Nick is about to step out when he draws back as two male figures suddenly appear from nowhere.
Just a moment, miss.
Oh.
We're from the Space Patrol. You're Esma Rochelle, aren't you?
Why, yes. What about?
Victor Barrett paid you 100,000 credits for 7 Jupiter diamonds this afternoon.
What about it?
He tested the gems. They're synthetic.
Oh, well, that's not true. He tested them right in my presence, and they were genuine.
Those you showed him this morning were real, all right. But this afternoon, the diamonds you left with him show an error in the refraction index for Jupiter gems. They're marvelous imitations, Miss Rochelle, but not worth 100,000 credits.
But I don't understand.
Happy, take that traveling case.
Yes, sir.
Would you unlock it, Miss Rochelle?
Well, all right. Naturally, there are diamonds in that sample case, and they're real, I assure you.
I don't doubt it.
Neither do I.
Nick!
Get your hands up, all of you.
There are a lot of space patrolmen around here.
I'll take my chances. Get them up.
I'll help you. I suppose we'll have to cooperate.
Yes, sir.
Now move along the side of the building. Get away from this door. Go on, the three of you. Back into this niche. Go on, move. That'll do.
Oh, Nick, I'm certainly glad to see you.
I'll bet you are. Real tickled. Now, you two space patrollers, turn around.
Sure.
You can grab him, Hap. Oh, no, you don't.
There. Come on, Esma. Let's get away from here, quick. But get this, Esma. Stick with me. If you try to give me the slip, you'll get worse than they got.
Well, Nick, what makes you think?
Get it? You aren't fooling me, Esma. I had those diamonds tested. You gave me 14 synthetics.
Oh, no. I must have made a mistake.
Yeah, you sure did. It better be the last one. Now pick up your stuff and let's get out of here.
Buzz and Effie are just regaining consciousness after Nick Rourke used a ray gun on them at the rear of the Cosmos Hotel on Terra. Dazedly, the two space patrollers get to their feet.
Oh. Well, it was a nice try.
Yeah. Esma Rochelle and her boyfriend have got an hour's head start.
Maybe some of our men picked them up at the spaceport.
If they had, they'd have come looking for us.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Look at this.
Money. Small change, though. It doesn't make up for the diamonds that got away.
And a woman's handkerchief. Some papers.
Must have fallen out of Esma's traveling case during the scuffle.
See what these papers are. Hotel receipt. Spaceship tickets. This is interesting.
It looks like a map. Yeah, but a map of what?
It doesn't say.
A funny kind of map. Are those roads all winding and twisting and crossing each other?
There's only one word on the map, Happy. It's right in the middle of this square space. Lab.
Uh-huh.
These twisting lines can't be streets. I've got it. This is a water main system. These lines represent underground conduits. Problem now is to find out what city this map refers to. It'll take a lot of checking. Let's get to headquarters.
Avoiding the regular space lanes, a private cruiser streaks an arcing vector over the orbits of Earth and Mars. With Terra a tiny dot in the rear view scope, Nick Rourke clicks on the spacophone.
Rourke calling Cobra. Rourke to Cobra.
Cobra here. Where are you?
In a private cruiser, 500,000 DUs above the orbit.
Did Esma put it over?
Oh, she put it over all right, Mr. Gargoth.
What do you mean? Something wrong?
Not now. I straightened everything out. The girl tried to double-cross us.
Interesting. Where is she now?
In a compartment back aft. She won't be any more trouble.
Let's have it, Rort. What happened?
Well, she put over the deal with Barrett all right, except that he bought only half the diamonds. She collected the 100,000 credits and then decided to be cute.
How?
I got the money from her and the diamonds. On a hunch, I tested them. Boss, she not only pulled a switch on Barrett, she tried it on me. She gave me 14 synthetics.
Wait a minute. The 7 fakes Barrett has, that makes 21 synthetics. She was supposed to make only 14 in the lab. Didn't you watch her?
Sure, Mr. Gargan, but I don't understand everything about that lab process. If I did, you wouldn't need Esma.
All right, stop alibying. Just see that it doesn't happen again.
It won't. Oh, maybe you'd like to know that I not only had to take the diamonds away from Esma, but from Commander Corey, too.
Corey?
Yeah. He was just about to arrest Esma when I showed up. I took care of him and his cadet.
For good?
I wanted to, but it was right back of the Cosmos. I thought I'd better get away.
You should have finished them.
Don't worry. They're just as much in the dark as they were before.
All right. Then listen. We still need Esma. Bring her to the underground lab at Jupiter City. And keep her there.
Okay, Chief.
For a while, we'll lay off the jewelry and just make diamond chips for industrial use. At least they'll pay off the overhead.
And they'll be easier to unload.
And lay low in the lab till I contact you.
Right, Mr. Gargan. And don't worry about Esma causing any more trouble. I got her plenty scared.
In Space Patrol headquarters, Buzz and Happy sit beside a projector flashing engineering public utilities charts on the large screen and superimposing the mystery map on top of the image. City after city is tested, but with no results.
Here's one of Newton City, Neptune, sir. No, I can tell at a glance that's not the one. Newton City hasn't got anywhere near that many water mains.
Wait a minute. There's something I've overlooked. That map of Jupiter City, the one we tested, was the engineer's chart of the new water system, wasn't it?
Well, it's the latest chart we have.
An entirely new water system was built in Jupiter City about 50 years ago. The old one was abandoned, several levels below the new system.
Yeah, but how can anyone on the surface trace a system of mains that far underground?
It'd be simple if you were in the main.
Yeah, but the water.
As far as I know, there hasn't been a drop of water in those conduits since the new system went into operation. Get me an old microfilm chart of Jupiter City, Happy.
Yes, sir.
That might be the answer. In the old days, water was brought down from the reserve tanks in the mountains 100 miles from the city.
Oh, here, Commander. This one is dated in the year 2945.
Slip it in the projector. Let's take a look.
Say, it sure looks like it.
Project the map we found, just to be sure.
Yes, sir.
It isn't oriented right. Turn Esma's chart clockwise a few degrees. Now slide it up a little.
Huh. It checks. A perfect overlap.
Let's get to the spaceport, Hap. We're blasting off for Jupiter City.
Hundreds of feet below the surface of Jupiter City, an abandoned pumping station has been converted into a laboratory. With power tapped from lines several levels above, machines develop the tremendous pressure required to duplicate the diamonds created by nature deep below the surface of the massive planet Jupiter. More than 1,000 yards away from the underground lab, a lift descends lower and lower under the city. As it stops at -7 level, Buzz and Happy get out and continue to descend on a narrow stairway. Finally, they stand in a dark chamber, and with their atomo lights turned to a very low intensity, they examine their surroundings.
Well, according to the chart, this is where the valve opens into the main.
Yeah. That big round hole over there, is that it?
Don't put your light into the main, huh? If somebody's in there, we'd tip them off.
Yes, sir. Let's see, when that valve is shut, then water can flow through and up to the higher levels.
Right. This is a maintenance station valve, perhaps. The mains can be repaired and cleaned out. That's what those little trucks are for.
Oh, I was wondering about them.
You notice they have wheels on the bottom and on the top and sides as well. That's to keep the scrapers centered in the tunnel.
Yeah, then when the truck rolls through the main, the scrapers turn and clean the sides of the pipe.
Exactly, and the crew rides on the platform behind the scraping unit.
Yeah, I wonder if those little trucks still work. It would save us a lot of walking.
Yes, and make noise. It could be heard all over the water system, all 50 miles of it. We'd better walk.
Yes, sir. Pipe isn't quite high enough to stand up in.
We'll have to walk in a bent-over position.
Well, it's nearly a mile to where the lab is supposed to be.
Let's keep going. Keep your atomo light pointing down.
All right, Esma, sit down, relax. Stop the pacing.
You're like a mole. Suppose something happens to that water main. How do we get out?
Nothing's going to happen to the main.
I tell you, Nick, I can't stand this another minute. If I don't get out of here, I'm going crazy.
Just think of the easy life you'll enjoy after we sell a few hundred synthetic diamonds.
I wouldn't be interested if we were making real.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
I'm getting out of this sewer.
It's not a sewer. It's a water main. I'll come back in here and close that valve.
I don't know how to operate that truck or whatever you call it, but I'm going to get out of here if I have to walk.
Will you come back here?
Let go of me!
Shut up. I heard voices.
I didn't hear anything. It's coming.
Wherever it is, could be 1,000 yards away, the way sound carries in this pipe. Come back in here and shut that valve. I'd better report to the Cobra.
What can he do? He's nowhere around.
Can't tell where he is. Now, you keep your mouth shut while I space it for him.
Hello? There I am. So I see.
Oh, my agent's back. sure wish this pipe was 6 inches bigger.
From the chart, the lab should be just a few hundred yards ahead.
Hey, Commander, there's air blowing through the main.
Yes, it's getting stronger every second.
Well, this is like being in a wind tunnel. What's causing it?
The air is being forced through the main by the water behind it.
Water? What water?
From the reserve tanks up in the mountains. Gargoth must know we're down here and he's trying to drown us.
Well, Smoke and Rockets, we better head back to the opening and close the valve and we can make it.
Now, wait, Happy. Flash yourself the light ahead there. Down the pipe.
It's one of those vapor trucks.
It means someone's down here at the lab. Come on, get to that truck.
What'd the Cobra say he was going to do?
I told you a dozen times. He said not to worry, that he'd get rid of whoever was in the main. All we got to do is sit tight and follow orders.
Listen, what's that noise?
It sounds like wind. Yeah, but how could... Yes, we got to get out of here.
Well, what's the matter?
Do you know how Gargoth is going to clear the tunnel? He's going to flood it out. The double-crossing rat had somebody at the reservoir open the main water valve.
Well, what are we going
to
do?
Get to the truck. Quick, follow me.
Now, you stay here, Hat. The lad must be down this side passage, just back of the truck. There's somebody in there.
Commander, look!
Nick, wait for me!
It's Ezra.
Their pal, Nick.
Get off that truck. I gotta get out of here. I'll be drowned.
There's room for all of us.
Get off the truck. Get off the truck!
All right, if you want it that way.
Oh, you knocked me out. Now I'm drowned.
Happy, get her up here.
Yes. Come on, Ezra. Hop on the truck.
Get it started. Do something.
Now sit down. Keep quiet.
What? Here.
See, this must be the reverse lever.
Wait, Commander. We're moving.
Now, if we can reach the opening before that head of water.
There's the opening, Commander.
A few yards ahead. We're just cut speed. Hang on.
Nick, gotta close that valve.
Yes,
sir. Sound of it, though. The water's just about due. Valve wheel is rusted tight.
Oh, hurry, hurry.
There it goes. It's closing, Commander. The valve's closing.
The water hit that valve like a pile driver. We're lucky it held.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Esmond? You're safe.
The diamond? I didn't bring the diamond.
Oh, this is a great time to be thinking about diamonds.
Quite safe where we are. Have to see if we can bring Nick around. Maybe he can tell us where his boss, Gargoth, is now that he's had the water cure.
Yeah, and if he won't talk, maybe we can force it out of him. Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. Thank you.